Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, welcome to our pre-show for today, Tuesday the 12th. Tomorrow I have an appointment with my eye doctor.
What?
Yeah. And then tomorrow. Then the 14th, it's my best friend's buddy, my best friend Donald, and his daughter's getting married. So I'm up in Central California for that. Jackie can't be here for that. It's going to be a bummer. So I don't know. You know, man, I'm into weddings. They're fine. I'm going to be flying solo, but not even sure that as much as I love the Olander family, they've been like my family in a lot of ways for many years. You know what I'm saying, man? It's going to be a lot of people. But, you know, I'll do my best. So somebody said that, well, I better not say. I don't want to give away any celebrity news. So that's going to be from Thursday all the way through Sunday. I got jury duty. Are you ready for this, folks? Jury duty on the 25th of this month. So I might as well let you guys know up front, man. We may not have, you know, it might be a week of encore shows, but we'll see. I don't know I'm going to try and, I'll try and do my duty as a good citizen. Skeeter Wilson. So I got this really fucked up idea for the show today. Skeeter Wilson is going to be on. He's going to interview Coach Vernon Dozier because Mr. Hendry can't make it. I want to try my chops out of here at the podcasting thing. And Coach Dozier, how are you?
Thank you. I'm very fine.
And I understand you don't like baseball. Tell me about baseball. Baseball is an American pastime.
Well, the idea of baseball, I like baseball good enough.
Well, hold on just a minute. I just want to say that this portion of the Skeeter Wilson Show on the Phil Hendry Show website, brought to you by Skeeter Wilson Facial Creams. You put it on, it soothes, it luxuriates, it softens the skin. And I swear, a lot of people say after they take off the Skeeter Wilson cream, they look good. They're more handsome, more beautiful. There's something about them that isn't quite as repulsive. Go ahead. So, Coach, you like baseball?
Yes, I do.
Would you be willing to try, would you be willing to try? I wonder if this guy, Coach Dozier, gets so pissed that either you stop or I'm going to kill you.
Coach Dozier, you can't do that.
Now, Coach, take it easy.
You're right. Need some music.
Yes, we need music. Ah, yes, music. Music would be good. Here we go.
Come on, come on.
It's the Skeeter Wilson Show. Hi, everybody.
I like that. That's cool.
Come on, come on.
Skeeter Wilson here. Yeah. I love it so much. Skeeter Wilson here. I'm going to dance. Just yeah, I'm dancing. Come on, Coach. You dancing?
You called it. I'm sorry. You're dancing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks like you have. The last time I saw someone do that, I had to keep them from swallowing their own tongue.
What?
So Skeeter starts out by dancing.
You can't really see it, but you can sure get the feel of it, man.
How many glasses pairs of glasses do I need? But it's better this than not finding any at all. It's like last night I couldn't find any glasses. And I got like 50. If they ever take my office and turn it upside down, thousands of glasses will rain down upon the earth. Thousands of pairs of glasses. God damn it. We have had some wind here at the beach, man.
Woo!
See the ocean behind me? That's the good California winter ocean, and it gets even rougher than that. That was a few winters back. Look at that. Yeah, yeah, right there. That was a few winters back. If I went out there to the beach right now, it would probably look something like that. And lots of white caps out there today. Not sailing weather. Not boating weather at all. We got a gale force. We got a gale wind warning. We have a gale storm warning. I'm just kidding. You don't know who Gale Storm is, so never mind. That was her name, Gale Storm. Get it? I think that was her real name. Anyway, or maybe it was Betty Brown or something, but gale force winds, in effect, a gale warning, from Point Magoo all the way up to Point Conception, which pretty much contains our little El Pacifico here. Point Magoo, you may know, there's a naval air station there. Point Conception is just a little point. I think it's the furthest western point on the California coast. Not the furthest western, but one of them. It's right where the California coast turns up, kind of curves, and then goes straight up. It's that point right there. And used to go camping there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place.